title of your novel somewhere so that they can identify which novel it goes with.
From cake pop pig heads to edible dinosaur cakes, the Thunder Mountain Library was sweeter than usual on Tuesday. Long wooden tables were covered in colorful baked goods and pieces of paper giving context for each one. Thunder Mountain senior Abigail Sparks was standing with her friends admiring her creation, a chocolate cake shaped like a T-Rex with a little something extra.
I've always been obsessed with Jurassic Park, both the movies and the books and just the overall science behind it. I ended up making a peach mango jello bowl thing with a mosquito in it to represent the amber, which is where all this stuff in Jurassic Park really just comes from.
In the story, scientists mine for amber to find mosquitoes and other blood-sucking insects that were trapped inside. They use dinosaur blood preserved in the mosquitoes for cloning.
I found this awesome, like, fishbowl-looking thing on a wood plaque, and what I did is I had originally only bought 2 boxes of Jell-O, but it ended up being, like, 4.5 boxes of Jell-O to fill the whole thing. And then to get the mosquito in there, what I did is I took some, I took laminator plastic, and I painted a mosquito inside the plastic, and then laminated the plastic so that it would seal the acrylic paint in there.
Sparks will be attending the University of Alaska Fairbanks in the fall to study geology and paleontology. Sparks hopes to eventually work with fossils at a museum or do field research like excavating and dig work. Sparks says she wouldn't call herself a baker, but she does love watching the Great British Bake Off.
It's like all boxed, like pre-made boxed cakes, so it's like, you know, you just buy like the Betty Crocker like boxed cake mix and the pre-made frosting and like... I will say I did make the modeling chocolate from scratch, which was difficult, but the fondant and like the frosting and stuff was just me mixing dyes together and calling it a day, because I can cook, but I can't bake.
It took her about 10 hours spread out over several days to complete the project. Her cake was one of many created for a final project in Corrine Marks' AP Literature class.
It's all seniors, and it's their last semester, so... you know, let's have a little fun and celebrate with cake.
Marks asked her students to choose a novel they read in high school and represent a scene, theme, or symbol from the book with cake. She calls it the Great Literature Bake Off.
It's been fun to watch their process and their ideas and some of the crazy creativity that's come out.
After judging was complete, the class ate their projects. For Sparks and the other students in her class, more than half of their high school career has been disrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's been an odd experience because I guess I expected more from my high school career, but it's nice to have like a semi-normal senior year to be able to just put everything to a close and move on to the next chapter.
Graduation for Thunder Mountain students will be held on Sunday, May 29th at 7 p.m., The Juno Douglas High School Yada Atkle graduation will be on the same day at 4 p.m. In Juno, I'm Bridget Dowd.